Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
More questions for Prime Minister John Key, flowing from changes in the leadership of the ACT Party and his relationship with their former leader, Rodney Hyde.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Speaker, why does he regard a man described by ACT Party leader Don Brash as quote-unquote toxic and tarnished as a man suitable to be in his ministry?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, because he's done an outstanding job of managing local government. And to be perfectly honest, from the comments I hear in the gym from Labor Party members, it's a lot kinder than the way they talk about Phil Goff.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Mr Goff also had a question about the ACT Party's new leader, Don Brash.
Is it appropriate for decisions around who serves in the ministry that he heads to be made by a man who is not even in Parliament?
Mr Key said ministers from other parties had to enjoy his confidence as well as having the support of their caucus.
There's not a marriage of those two ideas, and it wouldn't be acceptable. In the case of Roger Douglas, I made it clear that wouldn't have been acceptable. But in the case of Mr Hyde, Mr Boscawen, or Heather Roy, that would have been acceptable.
Mr Boscawen had a question for the Prime Minister, but first there was another one from Phil Goff.
Was the decision to dump the 2025 task force a decision that should have been announced by him as Prime Minister rather than by Dr Brash? And did he authorise Dr Brash to make that announcement?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
I don't authorise anything that Dr Brash says. That's a matter for him. In terms of the earlier one, I think my comments were reported a few weeks ago that I thought that the 2025 task force had run its course, just as Mr Goff's leadership has run its course.
And John Boscawen, now deputy leader to Don Brash, also had a question about the wage gap with Australia.
To the Prime Minister, how can he have any confidence in any of his ministers when the government set the goal of closing the income gap with Australia by 2025 and that he has simply widened it and disbanded the 2025 task force to avoid further embarrassment?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, well, firstly, I enjoy confidence in all my ministers. I want to thank the member for his contribution as a minister, and so I continue to enjoy the confidence of the man sitting behind him. So putting that all to one side, Mr Speaker, if one was to look at the facts in real after-tax terms, the wage gap with Australia has closed. And I think the government can take quite some congratulations for that.
While John Boscawen has resigned from his ministerial portfolios, Rodney Hyde has kept his, including his job as Associate Minister for Education, in which capacity he appeared earlier in the day before the Education and Science Select Committee, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Mr Hyde was there to brief the committee on a review of special education services.
It's been the greatest pleasure of my parliamentary life to get involved with special needs.
Mr Hyde said families of children with special needs had been consulted.
In doing the review, we received over 2,000 submissions, which is quite an extraordinary number if you think about it. And these submissions confirmed that, you know, people were reasonably pleased with the support that they were getting, but that schools needed to be more accountable and accepting and supporting of including students with special education needs.
Mr Hyde outlined four ways the Ministry of Education aimed to improve services for children with special needs.
Set higher expectations. That is to say, to send a clear message that what we're doing now is not good enough, and to increase accountability for the performance of the sector. Build capability across the education sector so that we have the resources to do a better job. Make it easier for parents and for students to get the support they need, and also get better value from government's investment so that more students can get the support that they need.
And Mr Hyde also used the opportunity to explain how he had made his stamp on the special education portfolio.
I was astonished to learn on taking on this role that the Education Review Office had found that 50% of schools were not doing a good job in providing for students with special needs. And when you think about it, it should be none. I'm a numbers person, and so I said to the ministry, that ain't good enough and we should be sorting it.
Associate Education Minister Rodney Hyde briefing the Education and Science Committee on the review of special education services.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.